Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Got a terrific guest for this next segment because we got to address an issue that continues to get press and headlines because it's a real issue, right?
Yeah.
And the question is your retirement being affected by helping your adult children? Right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Kelly Keene's going to join us. She's a regular and contributing guest to the show. She's a consumer advocate for FB Canada. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Dave and Faisal, thanks for having me.
So can we start at a very high level with this? Just walk us through a little bit about what you're finding, what the research is telling us about Canadians' retirements being affected by their adult children.
Mm-hmm. So this is a follow-up study that we did a couple of years ago, and we actually talked about this on your show.
Yep.
And so the survey was done by FP Canada and looked at parents with children under the age of 18 and parents with children over the age of 18, and kind of similar results, but a little different. So for those with kids under 18, a whopping 82% said that they intended on helping out with their children's post-secondary education costs. Now, right. How that's affecting parents is because of that, those parents surveyed are saying nearly 50% said that they would have to delay retirement, and just over 40% were saying they'd have to postpone paying off debt. And for those with kids over 18, two-thirds of them were helping out their children with post-secondary education costs. So, you know, as if parents don't have enough on their plate, this is another strain for them, and it just begs the larger question, how much should parents help out their kids, and can they, and how are they going to do it if they're going to do it?
That's a tough question, isn't it? I mean, there's so many things. There's a financial component to it. There's an emotional and a parenting component
to it. Guilt.
I mean, this is a big one. Now, it wasn't just, if memory serves me correct from the last time we talked to you, it's certainly not just education requirements. Parents are also looking at helping in other areas.
Yeah, like the home and stuff like
that. Down payments and so on and so forth. So speaking to those more, you know, over 18 adult children, where did we find the help was going there?
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of this, the last survey we talked about, we did look at more. This one, we really wanted to narrow in on the education part. But what was interesting, too, from this survey was that a number of parents reporting that because they had to help their children out, or their children were also going to be coming out with student loan debt, that it was going to have them delaying milestones like buying a home, like even getting out of the house.
Correct.
What was really interesting, too, about this, and I think this is another big, big takeaway from the survey, is two-thirds of parents had no idea what options there were when it came to financing their children's education. And StatsCan came out with a report recently, too, that half of Canadians are not taking advantage of, for example, the savings grant that you get within the RESP, the Registered Education Savings Plan.
Correct.
So, you know, Faisal, you were saying guilt and Dave, you know, this overwhelming issue. And then I think you couple all that together and parents don't even know where to start to help pay for this or what money, free money, they're actually leaving on the table.
You know, it's sometimes we find that clients of ours have the emotional reaction and they want the numbers to figure themselves out. So, for example, in a conversation I had this week with a client, they said, yep, I want to retire at 62. Everything's going great. We've got the numbers that we're going to work through. By the way, I want to buy my son his home.
Right.
And I said, buy as in like outright? Oh, yeah. Okay, tell me a bit more about it, because that's going to impact your retirement. So tell me a bit more. Well, I think it's only right that we should pay for their home. Like,
were they looking to adopt?
Shoot, yeah.
Looking to adopt?
I already had adoption papers written up and said, buy me my home too. But I'm looking at them, Kelly, and I'm saying, you do understand this is going to impact your retirement. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to have the lifestyle you want and buy a home. Have you thought of down payment? Like, have you thought of the different options that are available? Like, maybe they delay their purchasing of a home by 5 years. And that was a no. How dare I ask to delay a purchase of a home by 5 years?
Right.
Was the response.
Right.
So, Kelly, you know, like, are we hearing more and more Canadians feeling the pressure to provide for their kids, their adult children, in their retirement?
Yeah, there's so much there to unpack. I certainly hear that conversation a lot more in Vancouver and Toronto. I mean, in Alberta too. But it's kind of like, well, we did well as baby boomers. We have all this equity in our home, and we owe it. You know, it's so hard for kids coming out today. They've got all the student loan debt coming into huge housing prices in the market, and we ought to help them out. And you're right. Underscores the importance of sitting down with gentlemen like you, seeing a certified financial planner, having a financial plan, because people aren't going in with their eyes wide open. And your case is very interesting, but what I'm seeing is parents you know, helping out their kids without that plan, and they're just getting a line of credit, or they're doing a reverse mortgage, or God forbid, they're cashing in RRSPs while they're working, paying the tax on it, not even understanding the implications of all of those major decisions. And then here's the other part of that conversation is what's the message to your children? If you're fully, and I'm just throwing the question out there, if you're fully paying for their education, if you're buying them a home, you know, when we came out with this survey a couple of years ago, there was a lot of heated conversations about does a child appreciate their education more, maybe choose you know, a topic of study that's more likely to get them a job when they get out if they had some skin in the game, you know.
Yep.
Also, if you're buying that home for your kid or even just the down payment, the thinking that home ownership is wonderful, and it is, I love home ownership, but does your adult child have a financial plan? Are you setting them up for failure by getting them into that home that they can't maintain, pay the property taxes, all that type of stuff? So I think people really need to slow down and make sure that they have the fundamentals, make sure that they've crunched the numbers. Let the numbers, like you said, Fazil, let the numbers tell you the story, not the other way around. You can't, unfortunately, force them.
It's interesting how you said that. I guess it also comes down to priorities or values. And I'll give you the example. We've just talked about education and home purchase. I would be 100% comfortable delaying my retirement and paying for my kids' post-secondary education versus delaying my retirement or reducing my lifestyle so they can buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I value the things differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you, so that's an interesting point, and I think that's maybe at the crux of it. I had a conversation with a client whose son couldn't qualify for a mortgage, not because didn't have the necessary money, but he couldn't get bank financing because of a bad credit. And it was, should we lend him the money? And I said, well, the bank's not going to lend him the money because he's not going to pay it back. Are you prepared to write it off? And here's the financial implication, Kelly, to your point. Mm-hmm. Let's run the numbers. The math won't lie to us. Here is the implication of it. So if we run under the assumption it's not coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared for that? And it was a tough one, right? You could see in their face.
And sometimes, Dave, giving to your child is not a financial thing.
Sure.
You can co-sign that.
Sure.
Now your credit rating is attached to that.
Right.
If you're going to give up part of your retirement for him, you can give up part of your credit rating for him, too.
Yeah, those different
So you don't approaches. Have to have a financial impact. And if, God forbid, something has to happen, he can't make his payments, you can think of a bailout.
Right.
Right? You don't have to. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah. Kelly, we're going to have to wrap this up fairly quickly, but give us some advice. So, you know, what would you say? What suggestions do you have to kind of help reduce the effect of these expenses from, you know, potentially giving to adult children?
Well, I think everything we talked about underscores the importance of, you know, somebody having a pro on their side. And when you don't have somebody to walk through these important conversations, have you see your future self at 80 or at 70 and not being able to retire or get into that retirement residence home when you need it because the funds are depleted and the kids aren't going to be there to help you, or just to give them permission to say that, you know, this is a pretty big gift, or to, you know, if you do this, what happens over here? Canadians so often are walking through things on their own, and you know, I wouldn't even dream of trying to get in shape without my nutritionist and my personal trainer and everything else. I don't know why everyone still feels that they can navigate these very complex conversations and scenarios and projections all on their own.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. We'll have to leave it there, Kelly. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Been joined by Kelly Keene, consumer advocate for FP Canada. Faisal, we've got a seminar that we should remind everybody about.
With all these challenges that you have going in the future, how are you going to protect, profit, and bulletproof your retirement? We'll talk about that on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, stick around after the break because we're going to be discussing if you don't like your job anymore, should you stick in it for the money? For love or money, that's the next segment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.